what do people think would be a reasonable process to try to achieve that?
Thinking.
Do you have any ideas, Greg or Franny?
Sorry, while you're thinking, Ron, Barbara excuses herself from this call because she's been up on the council call before, and for her it's really in the middle of the night. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Seems like a reasonable decision.
Well, maybe if we just spend more time talking about the specific points, we can at least, I think it's better now that everything's sort of split up a little bit. We could actually go over them in more detail, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, at least we do have some things out there, and we have some preliminary positions stated, which helps define the debate.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we can do that. We'll need more people on the call to do that. Another thing that we're going to need, and I guess I'd like to get some volunteers for this, is once we do get the comments in, and it may be that it's something that someone can start on now so that it's not a big burden, on July 5, to start, gathering and reviewing and summarizing the public comments. That we at least have that in a form that, to the extent we need to, we can, A, have a reference document for the task force members, and B, have some kind of written summary of it that we, if we desire, can ultimately include in the updated report. That way, at least everything will be on the table and all the public comments will have been reviewed. At least in some form, by the task force members and by the, and included presumably as an appendix to the report, assuming they're not overly voluminous,
which I
don't think is
going to
be our problem, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. So
I can do that, and I think Ross said that he would help as well.
Pardon me?
I said I can do that, and I said I think Ross said he could help as well.
Okay, that'd be good. If you guys could take the lead on that, Franny, that would be great, because I think... That way, and I think it would be a couple things. One is to summarize them, and do it in a way that we could just take that and include it as an appendix to the updated report.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if you get, for example, and we could talk about format too, because it may be that you're going to get. I don't know whether the constituencies are going to be commenting further. My sense is they probably are, and to the extent they do, it may be that we'll simply, maybe we'll attach them or we'll summarize those. But you and Ross can kind of make that decision, whatever you think it makes the most sense to sort of accurately convey what's being said, but not necessarily, I suppose we can either attach them or not, but you guys can
do that. Depending on how many comments we have.
Right. Now, the next issue that we're supposed to do, and Glenn's in the process of setting this up, and I thought we could do this next week at the time of our regular call, is we're supposed to have an open telephone conference where members of the public or third parties or others interested in these issues can dial in and ask questions of the task force.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that we get the task force members on those calls. And the first one, I guess, will be next Wednesday at this time, just to keep it consistent. And rather than having speakers, we'll just present that as an opportunity for people to pose questions to the task force or make comments that they want to, bring to our attention, as sort of an oral component of the public comment process.
Sure.
So the first of those calls is going to be this time next week. And what are people's feelings? Do they want to do more than one of those? What are the thoughts on that?
Well, how are we sort of soliciting the callers for the questions, to call in questions? Just on the ICANN website?
I think it's going to be on the ICANN website. I'm not personally going to I mean, I think the task force members can let their constituencies know.
Yeah.
I think, I think the idea is to get as many people involved to let other people know. That's usually the best way.
Right. And I'm going to let, since I'm the IPC rep, I'm going to let the IPC know. And, I think each of the task force members should let their constituencies know so that they can spread the word. And there will also be a notice on the ICANN website about this telephone conference. And that way, we can get people to dial in. But I do think it would be useful to get all the task force members on the call so that
yeah.
we have different points of view represented and have other people available to make comments and to give their perspective on things as well.
I think that's a good idea. I think we should probably plan for one and then see how successful it is.
Okay.
How helpful it is to people.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Greg?
Well, I think that's a good plan, as good as any, yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
What can we do? I mean,
what's that?
You can just try to solicit as widely as possible.
Right. I think
that we should have one call and see how that goes. And
if there's too many people and they can't talk, then we can do another call.
Right.
Okay, let's do that. I think that makes sense. So we'll do the one next Wednesday at 10:30, and then seeing if it looks like there's demand for another call, we'll hold a second one the following week. But we can make that decision next week. So, Glenn, I think when you put out the notice for next week's call, go ahead and let everybody know that, A, we need all the task force members on it, because we're going to try to further talk about some of these points in the preliminary report and see if we can get to make any additional progress. And B, we're going to have this open forum by telephone for people to call in and ask questions at the task force or make comments orally. And Franny, you may want to coordinate with Ross so that he's available on that and can get those comments, because I guess we'll want to include some summary of those as well. Of course, we will presumably, Glenn, have an MP3 of that call.
Yes, you will definitely.
And I guess the notice
should
indicate that it's going to be recorded as part of ICANN policy, that it's going to, an MP3 recording will be made so that people are notified in advance that's the case. And it's publicly posted. So I think that makes some sense.
Yeah, I agree.
What should I call it? Open forum by telephone to discuss Task Force 3 report.
Yes, that sounds good.
And then give a link to the Task Force 3 report that's up.
Yes, that's a good idea. Excellent.
And what I'll also do is I will notify the constituencies, because I've got a constituency list that I use when I want to send out notices, which I can send out a notice to the constituencies at this call workplace, if you like.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's perfect. If you can send out a notice to the constituencies as well, that would be good. And then I guess the other order of business will be the updating of the report after the June 5, and we'll have the benefit of Ross's and Franny's work there. And I guess if we could get somebody to take on that initial update to circulate, I guess, by, say, Wednesday the 7th, maybe, or maybe the 8th.
When is it due, the 12th?
Due the 12th. So the comment period closes on Monday the 5th, which is after the July 4th weekend. And then the updated report is supposed to be posted on the 12th. So the idea would be, I mean, I guess what we can do, and Glenn, why don't you go ahead, or at least we'll plan now for the June 30 conference call will be a substantive task force call where we will, the members of the task force will talk about the preliminary report and possible areas where we can achieve additional progress. So I think that call on June 30th should be devoted to the task force so that we can see if we can make any additional progress beyond what we've done thus far.
June 30th call that will also be on Wednesday for the preliminary report. And
Basically, it'll be the task force members talking about the preliminary report with an effort to try to achieve additional consensus.
Okay.
If there is such a thing. let's see. I don't know that there's anything else that we need to. Greg, you think you might be able to take on the updating of the report after the July 5 comment period?
Let's see what my schedule is like. I could give it a shot.
Okay.
I can help you with it if you want. My schedule's pretty good this month.
If you feel comfortable with it, I don't want to deprive you of that privilege.
Well, okay.
Sunny, are you going to do the updating?
Sure, I can.
Great.
All right, so you'll get a draft then, Franny, to everybody on July 7, you think?
Sure. How about July 8th? That might be better for incorporating the comments or for doing the comments.
Well, I think if you guys are working on the comments now, the problem is we got to get it in on the Monday, and then if we don't get it till the 8th, we need to have it by end of the day on that
on the
Wednesday.
7th? Okay, that's fine.
On the 7th.
On the 7th, yeah. And then that way, we'll have it, and everybody can then, throw in their 2 cents, and we can try to get something cleaned up and out on the 12th.
Sure.
Okay, that sounds good. So, anything else anybody thinks we need to talk about right now? I'm not sure that there's a whole lot we can do today, and I don't know that we're going to... I don't know that we need to... Or can make a whole lot of progress on additional areas of agreement now with just three of us on the call.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so next week will be the telephone conference, and the 30th will be the task force call trying to hammer out some additional areas of progress. And all I have, unless somebody else has something else they'd like to address at this time.
Not I.
Okay, sounds good. Look forward to speaking with you all next week.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Brian. Brian, how many lines do you think I should book?
I really don't know. What do you think makes sense? Maybe
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The trouble is with this free conference system, if we overbook calls like this one, for example, there were 10 participants booked and only 3 turned up, so you get a severe reprimand that you're using up time.
Right.
And you're using up lines. So I think if I book 15 and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we probably won't get all the task force members. And,
no, exactly.
I'm not sure whether we're going to get a deluge of calls or not. But why don't you go ahead
okay, I'll do that.
Once you send out the announcement, if you could maybe send that to the task force so we can send it on to our various constituencies as well.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks so much, Glenn.
Okay, fine. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.